Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Well, as we heard earlier, 20 teachers and staff from St. Gerard's School in County Dublin were vaccinated in the Beacon Hospital this week, significantly ahead of their place in the vaccination schedule. The private hospital said the issue arose as there were 20 vaccine doses left over on Tuesday evening. There's been considerable public outrage about this, and for more, we're joined by Fine Gael TD for Dublin Down, Neil Richmond, and the Beacon, where the Beacon Hospital is in his constituency. And also, we're joined by Gorey-based GP Ethna Brenner, who had a spare vaccine dose in her surgery yesterday as well, as it happened. You're both very welcome to the programme. And Neil Richmond, I might turn to you first of all. We're getting some strong reaction on social media and on text, but you must also be getting reaction from constituents where the Beacon Hospital is in your constituency.
Absolutely, Cormac. What you read out there is a mere fraction of not only the extent of feedback that I've been getting today, but the deep-seated emotion. People are livid. They cannot understand why such a reckless, callous decision was made by hospital management, and indeed why people thought it was appropriate to do. This isn't the first time this has happened. Within 5 kilometres of the Beacon Hospital alone, Cormac, there are 27 GP surgeries. Spoken to a number of doctors today who said if they had a phone call, they had any number of people who could have been in that hospital within 20 minutes. This is within 5 kilometres, not the 14 kilometres that the school in Bray was.
It's and 14 kilometres away.
14 kilometres away. So within 5 kilometres, 27 surgeries. They have people on their list in their 70s, extremely ill people. I had one 17-year-old on to me. He's got cystic fibrosis. He hasn't been able to leave the house in a year. And they're looking and seeing this. In addition, and as you mentioned, there are a number of family members of people, patients, who are in the Beacon Hospital now receiving treatment from cancer and other diseases who still haven't been vaccinated.
And there are primary care centres close by as well.
There is a primary care centre in Ballally in Dundrum and another one in Ballyogan, both within 5 kilometres as well. And there's also an abundance of schools, including 3 DESH schools, within less than a kilometre. So whoever made this...
So what happened here, Neil?
Well, this is why I think the statement given by Beacon Hospital is completely inappropriate. It doesn't go far enough. And indeed, the fact that the school thinks that it can't give us or it doesn't have to give a statement is absolutely ridiculous. People want some clarity before they also want action on this. So we need to know how did it happen, why did it happen, why didn't they find the very clear guidelines, why if they gave out 20 doses, you know, there's 10 doses per vial, why weren't they simply put back in storage to give it to someone the next day who hadn't been part of the 200
why
that were cancelled? Well, it doesn't take a rocket science to work out that, unfortunately, there were some relationships here. You know, how is it that...
We don't know that for sure. What we know is what the hospital spokesperson said. They said the Beacon Hospital immediately, when the issue arose, immediately liaised with the HSE. And the majority of these excess vaccines were subsequently used for HSE staff who were redirected to Beacon Hospital throughout the afternoon. That's what I read in media today, I think,
and
from
then,
the Irish Times.
And then subsequent
website.
To that, Cormac, they said late in the evening, they had 20 spare. That represents 2 vials, 10 doses per vial. And they made a decision to ring the staff and teachers of a school 14 kilometres away, whereas they could have rung any one of 27 GP surgeries and had 20 people there in
so
half
was
the time.
This plan concocted along with the HSE?
I don't think so, but certainly what I am going by what Paul Reid said to Morning Ireland this morning, I'd be very surprised. But I think we need to see a couple of things now. First and foremost, we actually need to see a statement from the school. It's not acceptable. They are in receipt of state money. They are a state beneficiary. They have to make a statement. Secondly, the Beacon Hospital need to answer clear issues. Why did it happen? What are their guidelines? Who made this decision? I've heard a lot of politicians out already saying that the CEO must resign, and that's fine, but again, this is a private hospital, so there's no area for the state to make a sanction to that. But indeed, the CEO of the Beacon Hospital that's engaged in a state contract, very large contract, not just in terms of vaccine rollout, but also part of the response, the hospital response to COVID-19, they need to come before the health committee. And
should there be consequences in terms of them keeping the state contract?
I think that's something that has to be looked at, because I think
what's your opinion on it? Should that be rescinded?
Well, let's put things in context. The first and foremost priority, Cormac, is actually getting these vaccines rolled out. And it's the same.
Something is happening with you, which you say you have received significant feedback from. Mm-hmm. Really angry constituents. There's a state element to the contract that the Beacon Hospital has. You are angry with what happened. Should the contract be rescinded or part thereof?
And this is my very important point, Cormac. Why I want to see the Beacon Hospital and the HSC come before the Health Committee, why I've already liaised with the Minister for Health that this requires proper scrutiny and auditing by the HSC, because of all these things that it's been pointed towards, of course contracts should be rescinded. But there's no point me or any other politician demanding...
Should the CEO of the Beacon Hospital resign, as Eoin Reardon said?
If things are amiss, absolutely, that could be the moral response. But
as things
mind
stand
that
now,
Eoin
you
said
say
it.
Yes or no?
Well, I think we need to get the full clarity, and I think it's really important that we get an element of due process. But if things pan out as people, it seems to appear they are, of course. This is grossly unethical. Remember, these vaccines are public property. And what's really so frustrating, Cormac, is it undermines the fact that the Beacon has vaccinated over 9,000 people and employ 1,000 people locally and is a well-respected health institution.
Stay with me for a second, Neil, if you don't mind, because I have as well Dr. Ethna Brenner, who's a GP in Goree in County Wexford. Ethna, tell me what happened in your GP clinic yesterday as well. Some coincidence, but not exactly the same outcome.
So we had a full day vaccinating yesterday, and when you open any vial with those vaccines in it, you have a 6-hour window to use them up or they have to be discarded. And these are very carefully recorded on vial traceability forms, and these should be available everywhere. And we came to use up the vaccines, and we had one surplus vaccine. And that's because in some of the bottles, you'll get an extra dose out of it. So we, of course, had to prioritise who to give that to. We had a patient there who asked if his wife could have that extra dose, and she wasn't in our age group to be vaccinated. And we said, no, unfortunately, we couldn't. You know, these are not our property to gift to whoever we choose. We have to follow the guidelines of priority of who needs those the greatest from healthcare needs.
But there's time pressure, we were told.
Yes, but there's time pressure of 6 hours. So we rang up a few patients, and when we had one person within that age group who was eligible in the priority groups, he was down with us within 10 minutes and we had him vaccinated. And that's wonderful. But some of the response I've seen from the Beacon said that the time pressure was at 4:30 p.m. when they had 20 made up vaccines left that do actually have to be used. They can't be stored overnight if they're opened. That it was a question of getting them used before 6 p.m. when staff went home. Well, I'd love to be getting home at 6 o'clock every evening. If somebody said to me, listen, we've a few vaccines here, could you stay on for 15 or 20 minutes? We're rounding up a few patients at most need. Of course, any healthcare worker administering vaccines would wait that time and make sure that they were given the priority to the right patients.
Do you make then, Dr. Brenner, of the statement, the explanation, as far as we have it, from the Beacon Hospital?
I think we have to absolutely follow guidelines and give those vaccines to the people who need them the most. And, you know, the elderly group, there's a huge benefit in vaccinating them to prevent serious illness and to prevent death. So we're not talking about convenience. We're talking about death here of relatives and families, you know, where they've got somebody who's vulnerable, who's been cocooning, who's got a complex medical history. And we've agreed these clinical priorities and they have to be followed. So I'd like to see the traceability session forms to see, you know, what could be done with these vaccines, because nobody wants to see vaccines wasted. Mm-hmm. Everybody agrees the teachers need to be vaccinated. But I cannot accept that there were not numerous people in the right categories available within the time scale and the radius to come and get these vaccines.
OK, can I ask Neil Richmond one final question briefly, if you don't mind? When queues are jumped for COVID-19 vaccinations, Neil, in other countries, there have been resignations and there have been criminal investigations. Now, there can't be one here because it hasn't been legislated for in that way. But this is a system that you have allowed to happen as legislators. Do you take some blame in terms of how it's panning out? And this queue jumping has happened before, but surely the government has to put its hand up here and accept some responsibility.
Yeah, I have no problem saying the government always has to take responsibility where there's failings in this rollout. It acknowledges, it addresses it. In relation to legislation, you have to make sure that legislation doesn't then impede the ability to roll out and make sure people don't take part of the process. Not everything's so simplistic, but with this situation, it's quite clear those matters are ready, we need a proper investigation, and if it does roll out, like unfortunately people are seeing or being told, then there has to be very serious consequences for the hospital and individuals concerned.
And finally, I'm going to ask you again, should the CEO resign?
If as everything has been described, I absolutely think they should resign, but we need to get the clarity first.
Neil Richmond, Fine Gael TD, and Dr. Ethna Brenner, thank you both very much indeed.